Friends, it's Finn's Revolution until the 9 p.m. hour right here on WUSB Stony Brook. And we're going to have Heza on in just a few moments. Quite a fantastic singer and a great producer. And we're going to talk to her, plus some nods to Ginger Baker and Kim Shattuck. Stay tuned. Right, that was Heza, and quite an amazing piece of work, and that's my favorite piece from the new album, which is self-titled, and Winding Forward is quite a beautiful thing. Before that, once again, we heard Danny Gatton, classic from his album 88 Elmira Street. But we're lucky enough right now to have Heza on the line with us. From I don't know where, Chicago, I'm guessing. How are you on the line with us, Heza?
Hi, I'm here.
That's great. Where are you?
I am actually in San Antonio right now.
Oh, okay. So you're not... Okay, so you're traveling.
I'm traveling, but I am normally in Chicago.
Right, okay. Okay, well, there you go. San Antonio... probably a bit warmer there than Chicago today.
I cannot complain about the weather.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful out.
That is great. So this new kind of extended EP or album is really, really cool. You've done a beautiful job with it. And we've been enjoying it a couple of times over the course of the last hour or so. And... really beautiful cuts and beautiful writing. Do you want to talk a little about your musical background, how you got to where you are?
Sure. Yeah. So I have been singing since I could talk, or before, really. So I've always sang. I've always been really, really into music and connected on a deep level. And I started taking singing a little bit more seriously around 15. I started training classically and, you know, doing all those high school music stuff and church choir, all that good, I guess, sort of traditional background with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to be a classical music major. Freaked out my first year of school and thought, I will never be able to make any money doing this, and I don't want to be a teacher. So I dropped out. I did finish school, but not for music. And then as I started working, I was like, I'm missing something really serious. Like, what's going on? And I was like, just did a lot of like inner soul searching and realized the one thing that brought me the most joy, I wasn't doing, and that was singing and writing music. So I started doing that again, and here we are with this EP, and I have never looked back. And I don't think I ever will. I mean, I'm just so, so happy with the sound, and I enjoy doing it so much. It's something I can't really disconnect from.
And it shows on the passion you're bringing to the music there. Out of curiosity, what did your major wind up being in college?
I started taking German because it's a hard language to sing in if you were going to minor in something as a vocal major. And so I got a degree in German, and it ended up being my favorite subject because you could still manipulate your voice and and learn how to do that. And so I loved it. And then, it ended up being my major. And I actually also majored in economics, which is totally on the other spectrum of things. But, now I'm like, I don't know why I studied all that, but.
Hey, listen, Heather, I started off as a marine biology major.
Oh my God!
And wound up with a degree in English literature. So I don't know how that all happened, but that's how that worked. So, you know.
Well, it looks like it's working well for you. You know, I think for both of us, like apparently,
something's happening, right? all right. So now the next thing we need to talk about, because I find the songs are very. Well, I don't know. You tell me. They seem very introspective. Are they written very much on the personal level, or are you outside the character in the song?
They're definitely written from a personal level. Anytime I write, I have to do it with a story in mind. Mm-hmm. So I was so scared to write my first song. It was like, I wasn't writing it for anybody, but I was trying to do it myself. And I was like, well, where's the story? What am I going to write? And so I just thought of like people I knew and that were close to me and their stories. And I started first writing about them. And that ended up working really well. Like one of the songs I wrote first was actually Occupied. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that about my mom and her life and what she went through. I went inside myself, and I suppose it could be myself too. But that's how I write my songs. I kind of like try to embody either something that's personally happened to me or something that's happened to someone else. And they're definitely a little bit... a little bit more, I guess, artsy in the way that I write. I leave things open for interpretation.
Right.
So I try to let the listener find their own story in my music as well.
Right. Yeah, well, that's secrets of all great writers, right? Bring your seriously, that's, you know, leave it open and don't be too specific, because not only can people relate more to it, but it also has more power, you know? It's got more
power. Right.
Yeah. So you've done a beautiful job of that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I hope that all of my listeners and my fans are really enjoying the new music that's come out.
Yeah, it's really nice. So tell, what were you doing just before this EP? Were you playing? Were there bands? What was going on?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started by singing again with actually some friends that were musicians. And I loved it, and I was always going to shows. And then one of my friends was also a producer, B. Forrest, and so he was like, oh, I'd love to hear your original stuff, you know? And I went over one day, we listened to the tracks, and he was like, this is awesome, like, let's make an album. And I was like, yes, this is what I've been wanting to do. Mm-hmm. So before that, I was just doing kind of oddball cover shows and different stuff at restaurants or small duet set And then once I started making the album, I started playing out with a full band and doing all those really fun venues that I'd always wanted to play at, and singing my original music for the Chicago crowd, really.
Wow. Very nice. That must have been a very, after keeping things bottled up there for a while and not discovering yourself in many ways, you must have been very rewarding to be doing that and having people recognize what you do.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I mean, when I first started doing it again, one of my first shows I got somehow was playing House of Blues. And it was just a Wednesday night show. And I think it was like the Blackhawks, like they were playing and they're huge. So it's hard to get people out when they're like season is going strong.
Right.
And I ended up getting like a huge crowd and I was so nervous. Honestly, like I don't know how great the show was that night, but I just felt like, wow, this is exactly where I need to be and exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So it was definitely affirmation that, you know, I needed to go forward with the album.
That's great. What a good feeling it must have been after that, you know, that time off, so to speak, right?
Yeah, it was definitely rewarding.
Yeah. So how did this thing get done? Where did you wind up doing it?
So I initially recorded at Transient Sound. I have an amazing pianist on the record. His name's Cole J. Genova. And we chose Transient because they have a grand piano and we really wanted that sound as the bass. And then from there, we went to Rex Trax Recording in Chicago and I had strings done there in their big open recording studio A space. And I had drums and all of my vocals were done there as well. So just like, I mean, I loved both, but Rex Trax is really my home base for any sort of recordings that I do now. And that was primarily where the record was made.
Oh, that's cool. And tell us about the musicians that played on it with you.
So I mentioned Cole. He's right. Just phenomenal. He went to Berkeley and just like tours all the time. He's so awesome. And Ruben Garza, who's like my timekeeper, he plays drums and he's just so incredible. He wrote the parts himself and literally we just went into the studio and he nailed every single song and it ended up being exactly what was needed. Brendan Forrest, my producer and my partner in crime, I like to say, he is just like, he's actually a guitarist by trade, but we have no guitar on the album. He did all of the synth lines and recorded some melodica, which if you know like what melodica is, it's this kind of small air piano. But yeah, he did a phenomenal job too. And then a lot of the string players like Chuck Bonchager, Molly Rice, they did an amazing job. They just came in and I had parts written for them and they did an amazing job. So I mean, my musicians, my friends, my bandmates, they're just so incredible. Honestly, I totally admit that they're better than I am, you know? they're so incredible.
Well, that's exactly what we need. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I could not have been happier having them play on the album and play shows with me still and work together as the band.
Now tell us about one other thing here. Well, a few other things, but the next thing on my mind here is you're who you are, you're Heather, but you have an alter ego as a presentation as an artist. Can we discuss that a little bit, an alter ego name?
Sure, yeah. So really, I touched on this briefly, but I studied German in college.
Right.
And I ended up studying abroad and then just staying in Germany for 2 years in college.
Oh, that's an adventure.
It was awesome. Such a great experience. but no, Germans cannot pronounce TH. So
right.
Everybody called me Heza.
Right.
And so it just kind of stuck. And I would have English friends come and visit me, and they'd be like, oh, hey, Heza, you know.
Right.
And joke around with me. But then it just stuck. So I thought that would be a great name to just keep going with. So I'm Heza.
Yeah, that is cool. Do you get anything about it? Like, do you feel like it's a... Do you feel like you're playing a character somewhat? Or do you... You know what I mean? When you're doing... A lot of people who do this, that type of a thing, just create an alter ego, even though it's not all that different, obviously. It's just the German pronunciation of your name. But it's sort of an alter ego. It's not who... It's somebody you can be. Is that... Do you feel that?
Definitely. Yeah. I think at first, you know, everybody has a little bit of a fear of like getting out there when you haven't performed in a while, but
right.
Now when I perform, like I do feel like I am Heza, mm-hmm. and I don't have to even try. It's just, I just become her, and she's sort of this, I don't know. Can I say badass on the radio?
You can. You just did.
Okay. She just, like, she's confident, and she is everything that I have always wanted to be.
Cool.
So.
Which, of course, yeah. is you. But it's that.
It
it's
is
that,
me, but.
Yeah. It's that little identification thing that we do. Yeah. That is enhancing to what we to our art, and you do
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know? I love it. Yeah, it's like I go out there, and I think even Beyonce has an alter ego. When she goes out and performs, she calls herself something. I can't remember what it is right now on the spot, but that's how I feel when I'm getting out there, and I'm like, I'm Heza. Like, just do this. Sing it, embody it. You got it.
Beautiful. So now you've been playing out. Have you been playing this material out? First of all, with this material that we're hearing on this EP, did it come about in just before the EP, or has it been being written for a long time, or what was the story with that?
So I've been working on this EP for about 2 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's definitely a new to most people's ears, but it's something that I've been working on behind the scenes.
Right.
I, you know, applied for a grant so that I could get the album going. And the city of Chicago, you know, gave me the individual artist award, which was amazing.
That's cool.
And they sponsored half my album. So that was incredible. So that really helped, like, keep things going once I started recording, and now it's like it's finally out there for the world to hear, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's exciting. And had you performed any of these songs live before the release?
I did, yes, but not to the extent where everybody's going to be able to heard them, and also
right.
the way that they're performed now when I've gone out. I mean, sometimes I will do a show and it's just me and a guitarist, and then sometimes I will hook up with a DJ and do the set exactly how it is with tracks, you know, from a booth or on a small stage in front of people. So there's all types of ways to sort of present the album. But yeah, it's been a lot of love, sweat, and tears and joy going into that. So
So is there going to be a road trip for this record anywhere in support of it?
I would love that. I am working towards that. Hopefully in January, actually, there'll be a 2 to 3 week stint where I'll be traveling around.
And the big question is, will you come to New York? That's the big question.
Yeah, you'll hear me in New York.
All right.
I'll be up and down the East Coast, and I'd love even to do a small tour in Australia and Japan and Thailand, sort of during their summer months too.
That'd be spectacular, right? That's an adventure.
That's the dream. That's the goal. So I'm working on putting that together right now.
Wow, how cool is that? That's great. Really nice. All right, so the album is officially released. How can people get their hands, get their ears on it?
Well, I am on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. You can even Shazam my music and it'll come up. So I'm on all streaming platforms for purchase, and then for some stuff you can just stream and add some of my songs to your favorite playlist. So
yeah, and obviously you have Bandcamp and you have a really nicely done website.
Yeah.
Which is really
nice. Thank you.
Yeah. And basically you guys can find out more about Hezza by just Googling Hezza, which is HEAZZA. And that's HEAZZA. And you can hear a whole bunch of great tunes. I enjoy the website because it's nicely set up and stuff. And it's you can see the videos and a whole bunch of things there. And I think it's really well done. You've done a great job with that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So I think we're going to go out with Crimson Eyes, which is another one of my favorite ones. Want to tell us about that one?
That song is, Winding Forward is that's my jam. I love to play the melodica on a live set, so I can't get over that. But Crimson Eyes, to write that song, that's my labor of love. It took me the longest to write, and I feel proud about how it came out musically. And so, yeah. I mean, I personally love that one. That's like my special plus one to the EP.
Yeah, it's really great. Winding Forward is my favorite one so far. I love the sound of it. So, that's my favorite. So we disagree.
I'm glad everybody's got a favorite. That's I right. love Winding Forward too. So it's such a cool thing to hear your music and hear people's response to it. So I'm happy that Winding Forward is your number one pick.
There you go. So we're going to hear Crimson Eyes right now. And Hezza, Heather, thank you so much for joining us on WUSB Stony Brook. This podcast of this interview will be up tomorrow evening. And I'll send you the link so you can post it if you so choose. And we'll be enjoying this interview and your music. And it's just great to talk to you. You're really talented. You really are on the right track.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, WUSB, for having me tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Bye, Heather. Have a great one tonight, and enjoy being away from home for a little bit.
Thank you.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Red lights, stop me and matrix confusion. Comes to blind me. Your crimson eyes stare right past the love you're.